latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news that Jesus Navas, Gyökeres, Bakary Sagna and Willy Caballero will leave when their contracts expire at the club. The departure has followed that of long-serving right-back Pablo Zabaleta, who announced prior to the end of the season he would be moving on. City announced their latest exits at regular intervals throughout Thursday. The developments could be the start of the overhaul that manager Pep Guardiola plans at the Etihad Stadium. Yaya Toure is also uncertain on his future, with his contract coming to an end. Moving on then, but one man that said he's not leaving City is Kelechi Iheanacho. City has no plans to move on this summer. The Super Eagles star then is being linked with the likes of Everton and West Ham due to his lack of playing time, where he's clearly behind Gabriel Jesus and Sergio Aguero. However, Iheanacho City has no plans of leaving the Etihad Stadium and expects to be part of the plans next season. He told Manchester Evening News, "I'm very aware of that, I'm not going to be keeping working the team and still at Manchester City, so I'm meeting up with the boys and kick off the season with Man City. I'm still happy to stay at the club and keep fighting to help them achieve what they want to achieve. Man City is a big team. We need to go as far as a squad, so we need everybody." Finally then, into other news, and Tottenham fullback Kyle Walker has continued to hint at his future. The Venice social media post suggests he could be at a new club next season. When speaking to Instagram, he said, "A huge thank you to all Spurs fans at home and around the world for their incredible support this season. Glad we've been able to make you smile." And the post was with a background just saying thank you. He could be one of many stars linked with the club this season. It remains to be seen whether the club will bid in the coming days, though. That's all then for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.